The future of agriculture continues to plow ahead. Stay tuned to hear what ag tech innovators will be focusing on in 2018 on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
If it weren't for risk-taking entrepreneurs in agriculture, we'd probably still be plowing fields with horses. The way we farm continues to evolve as new technologies are developed by the brightest minds, which includes gene editing, plant breeding, and animal health and nutrition. Michael Hemstetter is the CEO of TechXcel, an ag biotech venture company in Kansas City. He predicts the hot new technologies this year will be consumer-focused.
I think we're going to see a continued push and a lot of startups in the space of antibiotic alternatives, the food delivery systems, services that are out there, a lot of money going into those things. So a lot of things down on the consumer end with the longer shelf life on crops. And again, that sort of on-demand food delivery service.
Historically, new startup technology companies have spun out of university research. However, with the mergers of large multinational agriculture companies such as Bayer and Monsanto, Hemstetter believes this will be a catalyst for new innovation.
A lot of changes are happening in those core agriculture companies, and one of them is that there's a lot of labor that is kind of getting moved out as they tighten their belts and consolidate. And you're seeing some amazingly talented researchers that are hitting the streets, and many that we know, many that we use as consultants, are starting agriculture companies around what they had done traditionally, sort of the big ag.
Hemstetter says there will be many failures, but the entrepreneurs that make it will bring a sea change in agricultural innovation over the next 3 to 5 years. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the latest in ag tech at agriculture.com.